Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. It is Tell It Tuesday. We have Ms. Stephanie Haynes coming on with us today talking about peeling off the mask. And Miyoshi Marie will be on talking about stay rooted. You know, that's what's up. So she lets us know what's happening here. I have a quote for you today to start off. And the quote says, we have to make ourselves heard. We have to speak out for what we believe in. When we, the people, boldly state our true convictions, never losing our optimism or sense of humor, the times will change. When it comes to speaking out for justice, there isn't any need for restraint. On the contrary, to be reserved or hesitant under such circumstances is wrong. So for the past week, 15 days, I should say, we have witnessed persons speaking out, young adults, older adults, babies, just voicing their opinion on injustice. Today, I had the opportunity to watch the funeral in my hometown. I got homesick to see all of that beauty down there. You know, they talked about George Floyd's funeral. He was from Third Ward, so was I. And they mentioned the CUNY homes. We call the CUNY homes Brick Canyon. It was about a half a block from my home. But all of my friends and some of my family lived over. They called it the projects, but we didn't know anything about projects. We just called it Brick Canyon. But I can tell you one thing, that brick that came out of that canyon, George Floyd has built a bridge of love and humanity all over the world. So linked in to the entire world. So what I'm going to say again is, yay, Jack Yates, Mighty Lions. That is my alma mater, too. So that's the way we do it down in Houston. It's just the way things are done. So today we're going to get started with education, unification, and the importance of collaboration. But before we go on, I just want to play a little bit of this song for George. Just let him know I'm thinking about him. Today, we saw no pretending that was going on there. That was sure love and connection. We have Ms. Stephanie Haynes on the line with us. She's going to be talking about the mask, peeling off the mask. Good evening, Stephanie. How are you?
Good evening, Ms. Linda. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for coming on and sharing and caring with us here today, letting us know what we need to know. It's Tell It Tuesday, so I'm going to let you take off.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to begin with a poem called The Mask I Wear, and it's by an unknown author. So it says, so I play my game, my pretending game, with a facade of assurance without and a trembling child within. So begins the parade of masks, the glittery but empty parade of masks, and my life becomes a front. I idly chatter to you in suave tones of surfic talk. I tell you everything that's nothing and nothing of what's everything crying within me. So when I'm going through my routine, do not be fooled by what I'm saying. Please listen carefully and try to hear what I am saying. Hear what I like to say, but what I cannot say. It will not be easy for you. Long felt inadequacy makes my defense strong. The nearer you approach me, the blinder I strike back. Despite what books say of men, I am irrational. I fight against the very thing that I cry out for. You wonder who I am. You shouldn't, for I am every man and every woman who wears a mask. Don't be fooled by me, at least not by the faith I wear. So I'm going to go in and talk about, you know, taking off the mask. So we wear many faces for different occasions, sometimes to hide our true feelings. We suppress our feelings, not allowing ourselves to share our true feelings with our friends and loved ones. When we hide behind the mask, we are living in our false self. We begin to manipulate our way through life. When we manipulate, it causes us to take advantage of others, and we will be creating bad karma. To create healthy relationships, you want to be able to speak from your heart center with your authentic voice. If not, all of your relationship would be superficial because you are not operating in your true self. To create deep, lasting, and loving relationships, you have to be honest with yourself. When you have been traumatized, you become defensive and put up walls so no one can hurt you. That causes you to live in your false self and no other reason. Your false self, and no one really knows how you truly feel. But it takes courage to live in your authentic self. After all, the forgiving and the letting go, we have to take the mask off and learn how to live in a space of honoring ourselves and speaking in our assertive manner. So when we are in a relationship with anyone, we want to be able to feel comfortable enough to share our true feelings. Taking off the mask exercise will guide you to speak in your authentic voice. So I have some questions for you, and I really want you to be really honest with yourself. All right? So the first question is, how many faces do you wear? All right? And question number two is, how many are there, and can you name them? Number three, when do you suppress your true feelings in relationship with your partners? Number four, do you convey your true feelings when they are not living up to your agreement? Five, how often do you suppress your true feelings? Number six, what are your triggers in a relationship with your partner that keeps you from expressing your true feelings? Not only your partners, but even in your family. You know, we've been sheltered in for, I'm going to say, almost 2 months now. And how many times you had that mask on because you really couldn't tell that person or that individual how you truly, truly felt. And number seven, what change do you have to make to create an authentic relationship with your partner and family members? So I have a quote. It says, when I stop idling myself, I free myself to express my creative inner spirit. And that's by Stephanie Haynes. Yeah, so before I go into the, I take it off the mask, meditation, you have any questions, Ms. Linda?
I do, but let me play this song for a minute, and then I'm going to finish up, and I'll get right back, okay?
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape, so I take refuge in this place. Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon. Even if nothing you can't overcome, if you dream, then you can do anything. If you dream, you're halfway destined.
Stephanie, I played that because you asked me if I had a question, right?
Yes.
Regarding when I hear the word mask, it kind of like makes me stop because truly, I don't think I wear one, okay? Very authentic individual. I learned that at an early age. I believe in honesty and saying what has to be said and, you know, just coming with a true feeling. Then that way it's up and out. You know how people say, well, we're going to go to this party and the food is bad and the music stinks, right? I don't stay at the party. I get up and leave, okay? And that's basically what I do with everything. I guess if I was sitting there and acting like it was okay just to make appearances or anything, that would be a mess to me. And that's something I really cannot relate to. And when I get approached with, oh, you're hiding behind a mask, it really upsets me terribly bad because I don't need to wear one. Do you see where I'm coming from that? So when you talk about authenticity and being honest, mask to me is like the only thing I can relate to with the mask is what we're wearing around here now until we get rid of this virus. But I feel that I don't live my life behind the mask. I'm too upfront and honest. Maybe I should put on some every now and then, but I kind of like it just like it is. But when you say peeling it off, we know that we carry things and layers of stuff that we hold. But I can't relate to it. But I had a question from Rhonda that she called in, and she wanted to know as far as masks, and you just answered that when you start asking the questions, how many faces do you wear, and can you mm-hmm. name them? Because she's, and in her type of work, she works with children with sensory, disabilities, mm-hmm. and the mask that she has to wear with the parents is really not her true her. So is that a mask that's needed because of her employee, or what type of mask would that be? One thing for the child and one thing for the parent, because she's trying to keep the parent comfortable and still work with the child and encourage the parent. So would you consider that as a mask that she has to perform and wear daily in her work?
Well, only if she's been untrue to the parent.
Mm. Okay.
You know, and the question I asked, we wear a mask for different occasions, right? You know, it's like, for instance, you have one for your home, for your job, and for your intimate relationship. And sometimes you put those walls up because you're not speaking your voice or be able to be in your power,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's when you put your mask on. And me knowing you, Linda, I know you don't wear masks because of the fact that you speak your mind. You tell it like a T.I. is, right? And sometimes, it comes out in a way that, a person may feel that you're being aggressive, but however, you're getting it off of you,
mm-hmm.
right? You don't yes. hold anything back.
Nope.
Right?
I don't think that there's a need to. But what I did, I don't know if you would call that a mask. I just say it's a attitude adjustment. I've learned how to, soften up that hammer if I need to drop it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead
right.
of, hitting you with the bare metal, I will cover it with a little Velcro. It depends on the situation. But definitely it's going to come down. So I don't know if you would call that a mask or a performance. But I can't relate to it. And I had an incident where a young lady said, "Oh, you're hiding behind your mask." It upset me to the point that I had to say, "Excuse me, what makes you think I need to wear one?" And this is a person mm-hmm. that had never met me, so I that when you say that word, even though I know we put them on, I have associates that, they might mm-hmm. change up three times the hour on you with the different masks. So the ones they put up that aren't quite as authentic as one can be, but that's how they live, But me not mm-hmm. wearing masks and being an authentic person, eventually I work my way away from them, because how many masks are you wearing? And what button are you pushing today? When you have to wonder, you don't have to wonder about me. Most people, as you say, they don't have to wonder. I'm going to call it like it is. If it's
right.
white, it's white. If it's black, it's black. And if you don't care about it, we can have dialogue about it and think about it. But I'm going to, as I call it, being my being. So I guess my mask, the one mask that I wear, since we're speaking of how many, would be the mask of an authentic being. Would you say that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and for those who do wear masks, we got to understand that, for those who've been traumatized, has been abused, they put those walls up, put those masks on because of the fact, out of fear of being hurt. All right? And so when we started peeling back and taking off those masks, then you can feel safe and be in your power You know, you build up your self-esteem. You know, because when a person cannot live in their authentic self, you know, they're doing a disservice to themselves because they're not living in that peace, that serenity, that joy. You know, they always have to put on a front. And then you really can't tell where that person is coming from because you have not, you know, met that person, that true person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you met the one that was in pain, shame, blame, guilt, resentment, anger, all of that. So when a person started taking all of those masks off, then they can feel that inner peace, that inner joy, that happiness, respecting each other, not manipulating, not taking advantage of another individual. You know, being able to listen, you know, with the heart opposed with the ego. You know, so if there's no more questions, I would like to, you know, do this meditation, taking off the mask. You know, and it's, you know, it's just, the title of the meditation is Taking Off the Mask and Defining the Higher Self Meditation.
Okay.
Yeah, so I want everybody, you know, just take a deep breath in and stretch if you need to. And close your eyes. And begin to pay attention to your breathing, noticing the rhythm, the way your belly rises on the in-breath, and now relax and let go on the out-breath. Now in your mind eye, imagine that you are coming to a door. What does it look like? How does it feel when you touch it? In just a moment, you can open the door and find one of your masks behind it, part of yourself that you would like to know better and be enriched by. Now, open the door and meet that mask. It may be a person, an image, an animal, or a kind of thought. If the door seems stuck or nothing seems to appear, what would you meet if the door did open and did appear? How does your mask appear to you? Take a part of yourself and go to your innermost place of wisdom. Imagine that the sacred center as a summer meadow on a sunlit day. Spend a moment appreciating the lushness of the grass, the trees, and the flowers that shine inwardly with a loving lit. The fragrance, the colors, the warmth of the summer, the more you open to the beauty, the more you can feel the sacred. Feel the sunlight shining down upon you and washing over you. Feel it running through you, filling you with vitality, clarity, and compassion. feel it lifting and filling your heart and emerging through your eyes. Now, look at your mask. Also, bathe in light, the light pouring over it and shining out through it communicates from the deepest level of your being. Your intent to know, love, and understanding this aspect of yourself. Now, ask this part of yourself, how are you trying to help me? Listen carefully for the answer. Ask when it came into being. Now, thank your mask for the help it has given you. Explain carefully how it attempts to help sometimes. Sometimes it hurts you, especially when they came from old fears. Ask it to cooperate with you in operating out of a higher wisdom. Excuse me. In service to pour your higher self. Take a deep breath in. And exhale out. So take a moment and finish your conversation any way you need to. Feel the warmth shining down upon both of you. If any fear remains, allow it to dry in the sunlight and blow into the field where it's dust and nourish the flowers. Take your beautiful loving being that the core of the mask all alone and tuck it into your heart. Rest in peace, love, and wisdom of your higher self. And know that your healing is also a healing from the world soul. When you are ready, take a deep breath. Exhale out slowly through the nose. And stretch, coming back to your own pace, taking your time until you feel ready to open up your eyes. All right, take a deep breath in. Then exhale out through the nose. And bring your palms and your hands together. And rub healing energy into them. And place them over your eyes. Now open up your eyes gently. And remove your hands. So how you feeling, Miss Linda?
Well, you know, I don't get too deep in your thing because if I do, I'll see several boys out here and be on the southern end snowing because I know where you can take us. But I love your exercise. I always like the way you relax the listeners down and come back. You know, we have to get together. We're going to do an event, and this is going to be a live event when all of this opens up, and we'll have an opportunity to do this all in person. We'll work on that. I'm feeling very, very good over here because the word mask to me, when you bring it up, I know you're going to bring it. But as I say, when people say peel off your mask, I don't wear one. And what you see is what you get. They go in different stages, you know. But I don't. It depends on the circumstances. Which color will flash at you. So I don't think I wear masks. I think I move in colors and lights and beams, and they adjust according to the situation. But I love it when you share this with us. And Yoshi Marie is coming on. She's going to be talking about just to stay rooted, which that still blends in and removing the mask and recognizing the mask and the questions that you have. And before we go, what will you bring to us next week? Have you thought about it? Is it lined up, or shall I talk with you later on that? What will you share with us next week?
Well, next week we'll talk about breaking away from other people's expectations.
I love it. Okay. Well, on that note, Miss Haynes, I'd like to say to you, thank you again. I was telling them before you came on that I was watching Houston, and they talked about George Floyd. We went to the same high school, different times. We grew up in the same ward, which was Third Ward, and they mentioned CUNY Homes, and that's the where he lived. And it was sort of like, they said it was the projects, but we didn't know it was projects at that time. I lived a block and a half away from there, but we called the CUNY Homes Brick Canyon. And I was smiling today as I watched the film, and I looked at the past 2 weeks unfold and how he's brought humanity in, and it just put a smile on my face because Brick Canyon produced a brick that has built a bridge all over the world of love and humanity. And on that note, I'm just going to play a song. We are going to say, have a good evening to you. Thank you. I've looked at all these doors. I wrote down all six doors because when you told me to find the door, six of them came up. So I don't know what that's about. But we'll talk about that later. And if I have those masks hidden back there, I'm going to relax down and pull them out. There's something hiding that I don't know about. But I'd like to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Please enjoy your evening. I'm going to play a little bit, and then we're going to bring Miyoshi Marie on. Love you.
There used to be a gray and tower alone on the sea. Dark side of me, love remained a drug left high enough to feel. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen? Baby, I can bring you to a kiss from a rose on the grave.
Good evening, Miyoshi Marie. What is up? What's up? Hello, Miyoshi, are you with us? Well, Miyoshi, we lost her, so we're going to go back to our song and see what's happening here. Let's go. Hello, Miyoshi, are you with us? Miyoshi? Well, guess what? We lost her. She'll come back in. Let's see what Shorty has to say on this. Thank you. Well, you know how technology goes. I mean, Yoshi Marie, what's up, is having some technical difficulties. So I'm going to read you a quote, and we're going to carry this on out of here. And the next quote is going to be, resolve to be the sun. Then no matter what happens and what problems you may face, the dawn always will break free. Weather will always return, and spring will never fail to come. So from what we've gone through with the pandemic and the excitement and the change that George Floyd is bringing or has brought, there's a lot of things happening out here. We just have to keep moving, keep doing the best that we can do. We have to stay safe, stay strong, stay woke, stay happy, because here we're about to educate, stressing unification and the importance of collaboration. And I'm going to put my Patty on here because this is what he's feeling like. And this is what I ask myself and all those who are out there moving about throughout this wonderful world, spreading the love. Let's listen to Patty. Sit back and relax. You're on the air. We're waking up with Linda McShann.
Oh, Reaches out ahead for you to hold. You can find
devote to all of us, to you, to myself, to those babies that's been out there protesting, using their voices. And now I'd like to make a suggestion. Those hands that you were holding up, take those hands and please go to the polls and vote. On Thursday, which will be Think Thursday, we will have Miss Grace Yu coming on with us. She's running for the Los Angeles City Councilwoman. And Grace is a remarkable person. So she'll be with us on Thursday, and she'll give us some information and kind of like introduce herself to those who don't know her. So that's going to be on the Think Thursday show. You know, I tell everyone that if you're alone out there, don't worry about it. We have you here. You know, we've gone through this confinement, this confused situation, and some of us have almost went crazy. But you know what? We've stayed connected, and that's the most important thing that we have to do, keeping in mind that when you light a candle for others, you brighten your day. And no matter how hard it seems, just keep on moving. We're true humanitarians over here. We have big hearts, and we have lots of love. And big hearts and love touch all people and all things. And that's what we're here about here. We're waking up with Linda Mac Chan. So I want to share something with you, those soldiers out there. You know, soldiers never quit. They just take another position on the battlefield. So we know who we are. We know where we have been. And now we know where we must go. And that's to continue to move forward. Don't sit down. Don't relax. Continue to complete. And this is what my babies are saying out there. And I'm going to take us out with this and keep it in mind. And when you wake up in the morning, you keep it on your mind. When you go to bed, you keep it on your mind. Do not be swayed. Do not be fearful. Do what has to be done. And this is what they're saying, and I'm singing it right along with them. Have a great evening. Thank you so much. We love you.
Coming around, I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know, but we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Put our shows together.
be held down anymore.